This is Chapter 2, Electrostatic Potential and Capacitance. A quick summary. Electrostatic force is a conservative force, which means that it is path independent. Now, the work done by an external force which is equal and opposite to the electrostatic force in bringing a charge Q from a point R to another point P is Vp minus Vr, which is just the difference in potential energy of charge Q between the final and initial points. So we can state that potential at a point is the work done per unit charge by the external agency in bringing a charge from infinity to that point. This potential point is randomly based to within an additive constant, since it is the difference between two points which is significant. If potential at infinity is chosen to be zero, potential at a point with position vector r due to a point charge q placed at the origin is given by a formula V equals 1 by 4 pi epsilon naught q by r, q by r. Now moving on to the dipole, a point dipole, the electrostatic potential at a point with position vector r due to the point dipole which has got a dipole moment of p placed at the origin is V equals 1 by 4 pi epsilon naught p dot r cap by r square. This result is also true for a dipole with charges minus q and q separated by 2a, where r is very much greater than a. When you take number of charges, the charge configuration like q1, q2 and so on till qn with their position vectors r1, r2 and so on until rn, the potential at a point P is given by superposition principle, which is V equals 1 by 4 pi epsilon naught q1 by r1 plus q2 by r2 and so on till qn by rn, where the r1 is the distance between q1 and the point P and so on. The equipotential surface is a surface over which the electric potential has got a constant value. Now for a point charge, concentric spheres centered at the location of the charge are the equipotential surfaces. The electric field E at a point anywhere on that equipotential surface is perpendicular, and E is always in the direction of the steepest decrease of potential. Now we got to see what the potential energy is. The potential energy stored in the system of charges is the work done by an external agency in assembling all the charges at their locations. So the potential energy of two charges Q1, Q2 at R1 and R2 is given by U equals 1 by 4 pi epsilon naught Q1, Q2 by R1 with respect to 2. And the potential energy of a charge Q in an external potential is QV. And the potential energy of a dipole with the dipole moment P in a uniform electric field E is minus P dot E. Now moving on to conductors. The electrostatic field E is zero in the interior of a conductor. Just outside the surface of the charged conductor, E is normal to the surface. That's given by E equals sigma by epsilon naught n cap, where n cap is a unit vector along the outward normal to the surface and sigma is the surface charge density. Charges in the conductor can reside only at the surface, and that's something we need to note. Potential is constant within and on the surface of a conductor. In a cavity within a conductor which has got no charges, the electric field is zero. Now we got a device, a capacitor. A capacitor is a system of two conductors separated by an insulator. Its capacitance is defined by C equals Q by V, where the Q1 minus Q are the charges on the two conductors and V is of course the potential difference between them. And interestingly, C is determined purely on the geometry, by its shapes, sizes and relative positions of the two conductors. The unit of capacitance is farad. So 1 farad will be equal to? Yeah, you're right, it's 1 coulomb by volt. For a parallel plate capacitor with vacuum between the plates, C equals epsilon naught A by D, where area is A and the separation between the plates is D. Heard of dielectrics? Now, if we place a dielectric between the plates of a capacitor, the electric field due to the charge plates induces a net dipole moment in the dielectric. This effect is called the polarization, and this gives rise to a field in the opposite direction. The net electric field inside the dielectric, and hence the potential difference between the plates, is reduced. Consequently, the capacitance C increases from its value C0 when there is no medium, light in vacuum. C equals K times C naught, where K is the dielectric constant of the insulating substance. Now heading ourselves to the combinations of capacitors. When the capacitors are in the series combination, the total capacitance is given by 1 by C equals 1 by C1 plus 1 by C2 plus 1 by C3 and so on. And when in the parallel combination, the total capacitance C is C1 plus C2 plus C3, where C1, C2, C3 are individual capacitance. And this is quite reciprocal to the one we see in resistors. The energy U stored in the capacitor capacitance C, which has got charge Q and voltage V, is given by U equals half QV, also equals half CV square, which is also equals to half times Q square by C. Now the electric energy density, which is the energy per unit volume in a region where there's got electric field, is half epsilon naught E square. Let's see what a Van de Graaff generator is, and I'm sure most of us don't focus on this. It consists of a large spherical conducting cell, which is a few meters in diameter. By means of moving a belt and suitable brushes, charges is continuously transferred to the shell, and potential difference is of the order, which is several million volts, which can be used for accelerating charged particles. This was the quick recap of the chapter 2, Electrostatic Potential and Capacitance.